the things we do for you. Oh! Okay. Hi, this is Clouded Talks. I'm Clouded, and I will be talking with Esther. Were you waiting for that?
Yes.
Say hi, sister.
Hey there.
Okay. Hi, Esther. Welcome to my under-budgeted podcast that I started. This is my first episode with someone on. So, Esther, how was your week?
It was okay. I'm just excited to be your first.
Stop. That's what she said. So, if you don't know who Esther is a friend of mine. She lives, like, super close. And she just so happened to be here. And she was like, Faraja, it's Saturday. And I was like, so? So, your podcast. Okay. And now she's here. Esther also bakes wonderful cakes in her... In where? What do you bake?
In my house.
In her house. And she also takes PCB. I know, right? Aspiring scientific baker. What? But then, yeah, you take PCB.
Yeah.
And we were doing mocks. How were mocks so far? I mean to you, because other people are cooked.
I know. Like,
people are cooked.
I'm genuinely not cooked. I wouldn't describe myself as that. I have cooked.
What? So if you see anyone come out of the exam with stress, not wanting to talk to anyone, that might be me. But not Esther. Because Esther is cooking. Me, I'm cooked. I'm roasted, filleted. I'm grilled. Everything. Yeah. This life. But this is the life we chose.
Yes.
It's not like someone told me, you... Actually, kind of. I can honestly say that the best decision I've ever made in my life was dropping math.
Yanni, same. Oh, my days.
What do you... You used to take math also?
I used to take... We were in but the same class.
You dropped way before me.
Yes, I know.
And I was like, hey. And I did it for you, and I said, this is not for me.
Exactly.
You know what else I did for a year?
No.
I was going to say your mom, but then I actually respect your mom. So I'm like, now I have nothing to say. Okay. So, fun fact. Esther actually took... geography too. So your combination would have been PCBGM.
Yes sir.
Would have been taking I.
I just hate geography and I love math, but it was too much for my brain cells, so I dropped geo and math.
So if you don't know Esther, you should also know that she has a very big
big anything, think what you want. But in my
forehead, I was gonna say forehead. So I'm wondering when she said my brain couldn't handle it. I'm like, why are you lying to?
Stop.
You chose to not have that stress. You chose to not self inflict pain onto yourself.
And people still go when I tell them PCB. Crazy, bro.
Yeah, PCB is heavy.
I
PCB
know.
PCB makes people cry.
Not me.
Because you're cooking. So what's the funniest thing you've heard in school?
Funniest thing will be the least funniest thing to other people, but in my perspective.
Yeah, because your sense of humor is like
crazy. Oh my
god. It's not crazy, it's sad. Like you'd see a baby dressed up in like a watermelon. Akakapai with like other fruits. And then you'd be laughing at me, like this.
No, chill.
And then you'd be like, oh my god, this is so cute and funny. Listen. And then you send it to me, and then I'm like, hey, yeah, man.
My friend once sent me a reel to check my sense of humor.
Mm.
It was a piece of bread standing. You see, you're laughing. I just said bread. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm laughing at you. I'm not laughing with you. That's the difference.
Listen, okay. It was a piece of bread.
Don't shout. Stay calm. Just remember, we might be on someone's earphone right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
And then they're just like,
uh-huh. Guys, by the way, I'm smiling at her this whole time. I'm not shouting angrily. I love her. The bread is standing.
The bread is standing.
It's just standing. And after a couple seconds, pop, it just falls. And I laughed for amount of time. Because it just fell.
Other than the fact that this is very concerning. Esther is turning 18 soon. Oh, yeah, you should totally wish her a happy birthday. When is it?
April
13th. Like,
I'm happy so birthday. Happy they banned the water thing at school. Because I can walk peacefully.
And you think we don't know where you live? Anyways, I'm going to talk about this because of a specific person. Let's call her...
Jane. So let me tell you about Jane.
Yeah.
Jane came up to me during school, gave me the biggest hug ever. It was very fascinating. And then she went back and she's like, Esther, about your birthday, we're going to go to the beach, yeah? And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And then she repeated it like 3 times with different details, but about the same thing. So I was like, what are you talking about? And then this girl standing next to her was like, Jane, if she doesn't want to tell you about it, that just means you're not invited. And I was like, wait, to the both of them. I have no idea what is going on.
Now let me tell you what's going on. We planned this whole thingy for you. And she just came straight up to you and she didn't, like... I don't know, maybe she didn't know it was like a surprise thing.
Most definitely.
Because, but now we have to start from scratch. And the other person that came up out of nowhere, and she just said if she didn't want to talk to you about it, then you weren't invited. That's actually kind of sad. Because personally, if I was having a conversation with someone else and then someone just decided to like butt in and then... it doesn't make sense whatsoever. The face I would give that person is just gonna quiet down. But then, yeah, maybe I'm too real for this. But Esther's turning 18. So now you can legally approach her, guys. Yes. This is actually a conversation. And I realized that some of my podcasts were short. But now it's like longer, so I don't even know if you're listening and you're still here right now. Damn, bro, that's crazy. Honestly. But then yeah, so for Esther's sake, I think she needs to go home now because she's still baby. And yeah, it was very nice having you here.
It was a pleasure.
Stop. That's all for this Saturday, and I hope you'll be here next Saturday, God willingly. But yeah, I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye.
Bye.